Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The trial of Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is about to enter its second week. Manafort faces charges of tax fraud and bank fraud, financial crimes related to the more than $60 million he made while working as a political consultant for former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. If convicted, he could face decades in jail. In Alexandria, Virginia, where Manafort's trial is taking place, federal prosecutors are moving quickly through their list of 35 witnesses. Here to bring us up to speed on the latest developments is Andrea Bernstein, senior editor for WNYC and host of the Trump Inc. podcast. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be here.
So we need an update on what's been happening. The prosecution has said they expect to wrap up their case by the end of the week.
That is what they said last week. So initially, they had said it was going to be a 3-week trial. It may just be a 2-week trial. The judge is bearing down on them. He keeps interrupting. He keeps telling them to move along. At times, he takes over the questioning. And they are clearly trying to go along with his set of rules and move rapidly through their set of witnesses.
So we're still waiting to hear from Rick Gates.
Actually, we just got news that Rick Gates is testifying this afternoon. And it's a big deal. Rick Gates has very important testimony. He has pleaded guilty. He is cooperating with the special counsel's office. He was Trump's deputy campaign manager and Paul Manafort's longtime business partner. And he seems to know almost everything that went on in his company. So his testimony could be, on the one hand, damaging to Paul Manafort because he knows so much, and also the defense is trying to pin its hopes on Rick Gates, too, by saying that actually the whole scheme was Rick Gates's idea. So we're waiting to hear from the Rick Gates testimony. But what we do know is that there have been waves of evidence in this trial. The first wave was these ostrich suits.
Yes, and the jackets and the very expensive
pergola, yeah. And the M made out of roses that cost $450,000. There were all these lavish things that people spent money on. And the judge kept saying, it's not a crime to be rich. And what the prosecution is saying, we're not saying it's a crime to be rich. We're saying it's a crime to pay for these directly with international wire transfers from Cyprus, which is what he was doing. And it was very interesting because there was one high-end clothier from Fifth Avenue, the one who sold him his ostrich suits and about $1 million worth of clothing over a period of about 4 years. And he was said, well, I mean, aren't your clients wealthy? And he said, yes, they're wealthy. And then he was asked, well, have you had other clients pay by international wire transfer? And he said, no, Paul Manafort was the only one. So the theory the prosecution is laying out is that he got this money from Viktor Yanukovych, this Ukrainian strongman who is sort of a Russian-leaning, although that part hasn't really come up in the trial, and that he was paid secretly by Ukrainian oligarchs through shell companies, and that to avoid taxes and to not tell the IRS, he was paying all these vendors directly. So there was that. And then there was a series of accountants and bookkeepers, and we're still in the middle of that. And some of them have use immunity, which means they can't be prosecuted. So on Friday, the end of the day, there was some dramatic testimony about how Manafort was lying. She knew that he was filling out improper tax forms. She regretted going along with it, but he had been a longtime great client. And so she says she felt obliged.
So, Andrea, what about the president's campaign? Has that come up at all so far?
Well, so far, the name Trump has only come up in the context of Trump Tower, which was one of the places where some of these repairs had been made that were funded by international wire transfer. But not so much the Trump campaign. The defense, in cross-examining one of the witnesses, pointed out that this witness was a Democrat who had worked with Manafort in Ukraine. But this is not a case about the Trump campaign, except one thing we're still expecting, and this testimony could come any day now, which is that there was a banker, Steve Kalk, from Chicago, who wanted to get a job in the Trump administration. And the prosecution's theory that they've said in pretrial hearings they're going to lay out is that he gave Paul Manafort a big bank loan that he didn't deserve in the hopes of getting a high-level job perhaps Secretary of the Army. So we haven't seen that testimony yet, and the jurors really haven't heard about it. This trial is really about tax fraud and bank fraud. And even though the prosecution is really getting ridden by this judge, they're laying out very methodically the evidence that they have.
This is also the first case to go to trial that's resulted from charges brought by Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. And I guess the question is, are we getting a sense of how Mueller's team will operate as more of their cases make it to the courtroom?
Well, in the sense that they are not getting caught up in intrigue, they seem to be very straightforward. I think what we know is that we don't know until they tell us what they're going to do. And they're very straightforward. I mean, they said, we're not going to get into the Russia collusion in this trial. It's not part of this case. And they didn't in their opening arguments, and it hasn't come in through any of their witnesses. Now, having said that, Paul Manafort has another trial in Washington, D.C., which is for money laundering and conspiracy against the United States. So if that case goes to trial, some of this could begin to come in. But obviously, the Mueller investigation continues to be very active on several fronts. And, you know, we find out that there's an indictment when we get a press release in our inbox, and it can come at any moment.
And so Manafort is not done after this trial, correct?
He is not done. He's facing the second trial in the District of Columbia, which is for the same actions but different crimes. And he chose this. He chose to have two trials, one in Virginia, one in the District of Columbia. So this one is sort of narrowly focused on these financial crimes.
And so we're heading into another week of testimony?
Right. And we expect to hear from his former business partner, Rick Gates. The whole thing could hinge on him, whether the jury believes what he says about Paul Manafort or they think he is still lying to save his own skin, which is, of course, what the danger of a cooperating witness is.
Andrea Bernstein is senior editor for WNYC and host of the Trump Inc. podcast. Andrea, thank you as always.
Thank you. And we have a special episode on this up right now of Trump Inc.